Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 7:11 Tuesday morning. It's actually chilly out right now, which is so nice. I have every window open that I possibly can. Yeah, it's like 62 degrees.
Wow.
I'm going to leave the windows open until it starts warming up this afternoon. Just hope the mugginess goes away. That's all. I can't stand the muggy. Anyway, whatever. It's going to be another day with another set of weather conditions, different everywhere you are. Sounds like Millbrae is the place to be, it turns out.
Yeah, it
Millbrae
does.
Is the winner.
Still humid, though.
But what?
But 75, humid. You said.
Oh, humid.
Yeah.
Well, still whatever. It still sounds like you're sitting in a garden compared to the rest of us. Thanks a lot.
Someplace pleasant. Millbrae.
Give us the old in your face.
Yeah. It's not bad, you know.
Oh, you guys are in triple digits? Oh, yeah, no, it's like 70.
70 day, over
you,
here.
You know. It's really all nice. Good. Really, really nice day. Okay for you.
Yeah. I don't know what you're complaining about.
Nothing like that plane wash, too, when they come by to land. It's just that the exhaust from their
the jet
actually
fuel.
Cooling. Yeah, cools you right down. It's amazing.
Do you have a bunch of air traffic that goes overhead?
Well, we usually do, but this, like, during the pandemic, there doesn't seem to be as many planes flying.
That is, yeah, that makes sense.
He's
yeah.
right
true.
By the airport. He has to be seeing him. I used to see him like crazy.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's actually fun, you know, especially for Cameron. Airplane, like airplane, uh-huh. airplane, all day. It's great.
Yep, there's another one. Oh, my God. How is this still interesting to you? Okay.
Well,
time for Celebrity Trash, brought to you by teachers. It's going to be a tough one this year, teachers, and we appreciate you. The 2020 school year in many places has officially begun. Other people are just biting their nails. It's happening any minute. It's pretty different than years past, and we'd like to thank the teachers who are trying to make virtual learning as easy as possible and as doable as possible. Thank you, teachers. You are appreciated. We're going to start with Lori Loughlin and Massimo Giannulli.
Oh, interesting. Do we have a verdict?
The verdict is they're going to do some time. It comes down to now, what will they do? And will they even have to do it? It looks like the punishments that the prosecutors in Massachusetts want for Lori Loughlin and her husband, Massimo Giannulli. I don't know why this is happening in Massachusetts. Her daughters tried to get into UC, or were at UC, right? And or maybe this is where they're all happening, but
I don't remember what the deal was with the dude who was getting people. What was that guy's name?
Singer.
I can't remember
Rick Singer.
Yeah, it may have had something to do with... I don't even know, but it has to be done somewhere. So,
yeah. So
you know, there's good as anywhere else.
That seems inconvenient for everybody involved, but okay. So in Massachusetts, where this is happening, they've laid out their punishments for what the prosecutors would like the judge to give them.
Oh,
for Lori,
okay.
They want 2 months behind bars, $150,000 fine, and 100 hours of community service. For Massimo, they want 5 months in prison, a $250 fine, a $250,000 fine, and 250 hours of community service. This is nothing compared to what they were originally trying to get. Once these guys copped to it and went, "All right, fine, we did do some stuff, and we'll take a."
So, am I to assume through this because I don't her name because she's the celebrity is the one that was. And her picture, too, is always the one that's out front when
yes.
this story comes up. But am I to assume, based on those sentences, that he was the one who actually got these girls into these schools?
It seems like he's getting twice what she's gotten or would
right.
get. So mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, they're a married couple. They definitely both participated. I don't know how they divided the whole thing up.
Okay.
Maybe they're being easier on her because she's a little lady. I don't know. In California, is where they would serve. Even though they're doing this whole thing in Massachusetts, they would serve the time in California. They're going to be sentenced on Friday in Boston. And like Felicity Huffman, they'll probably serve less than what they're sentenced to. And thanks to COVID-19, they may not spend any time in actual prison.
That's what I was just about to say, that I think they should get... Let me do a little math here.
All right.
This should be fun.
Yeah, I think they should get 10,000 hours each of community service. And that should be their new daily 8-hour-a-day job until, I don't know, however many years that plays out to be, a couple. I think
They'll be outliers in community service by the time they complete their 10,000 hours. Right. I'm with you. Look, I
10,000 hours, I just did the math, is 1,250 days.
Yeah, I got
eight
that.
8-hour days.
Right. Mm-hmm. I didn't get to the how many years that comes out to, though.
It's about 3 years.
It's a long-ass time.
That's what I think they should do. And there shouldn't be any time off for COVID. You can mask up, get out there, put on your... Yep. And I want real time. Like, you're putting on a vest, and you're mixing with civilians.
Yep.
And you'll be there with other people who've done other crimes, mm-hmm. some worse, some not as bad. But either way, no easy out for you. That's what I'd do. But,
you
all
know,
right.
I feel like if someone is not violent, and I just really feel like jail is not the answer sometimes. Like with this, okay, you know, Felicity Huffman, really, what did it accomplish by putting her in jail? Is it not time better spent if they have to do community service? I'm kind of with you. I feel like jail seems... dumb. I mean, unless you're a danger to people, you should just be paying your debt to society by actually doing things for society.
Right. They should be on graffiti duty every day for 3 or 4 years. Just each day you will get a bucket of paint and you will paint over graffiti wherever we pull up. Wherever the van pulls up, that's where you'll get out and you'll roll out the paint.
Start rolling it out. You know, and look, they are people who can not do other jobs and knock this out as soon as possible in a mere 3 years or whatever for the 10,000 hours, which, by the way, they're not looking at that. They're looking at 150 for her and 250 for him. We agree that 10,000 seems reasonable. And if you are a working class person and you do need a job to survive, and if you're nonviolent, don't throw that person in jail. They got to work weekends. They got to, you know, they got to pay, work this thing off at other times in their lives. So it's hard, but it costs taxpayers less, and it keeps these people from being people who are a victim of the prison system, which seems awful. That whole prison thing. Yikes.
Yeah.
You know, I just tried to get my kid into school. Bend over. I mean, I'm sure they're not going to this, you know, to that prison, not Massimo, right? He pays somebody to not go to that prison.
I don't know anything about. I'd love to tell you. I know. Actually, I don't even want to be able to tell you.
I don't want to
know
anything
about it in real life.
Oh, boy. It just seems like the whole system is so screwed up. Ellen DeGeneres. Let's talk about Ellen. Oh, my God. Everyone be kind. She's starting to clean house at her show. There were a lot of allegations, and we talked about this a week or two ago, about a toxic workplace and some people who, you know, maybe were... You know, they say she's mean. She's not friendly. Even though she's always saying be kind. And that was about as bad as they could say. But then, you know, apparently there was just some toxicity in the workplace. Ellen and three top executive producers are parting ways. Two others will remain. And the show's DJ Twitch, is being promoted to co-executive producer.
Oh.
She also, they say she did a morale-boosting video call with her whole crew yesterday. Unclear exactly what was said, but Us Magazine says she admitted to having her good days and bad days. Unclear if any big changes were announced or any changes are coming. But she's apparently started the process of healing at her show.
Okay.
So that's just the latest I have on that.
You know, the problem when this made the news is that they've now gone through all her past shows and they're pulling out clips where she was particularly mean. And even people who have been visitors or audience members of the show are now getting full articles. You know, someone runs out and interviews them and there's full articles about how awful she is. And you just go, oh my God, okay. I can't believe it's come to this, but
she's mean.
It's a takedown.
Yeah. It does seem like people are, you know, there's a whole anti-Ellen bandwagon these days.
Well,
it all shakes out.
One of the things was apparently, and I don't know that this is true because I didn't watch the clip. I just was reading the Ellen stuff a little bit and she was making fun of who's the girl I love. I love her. And why can't Sofia Vergara?
Yes.
She's making fun of her accent. She even pulls up like Ellen did on her show and I didn't again watch it, but they were saying she made fun that her accent's getting worse, not better. For 10 years on this one hit TV. And I just thought, well, in an effort to be funny, she's doing something that is less acceptable now than ever.
Well, I will say that I spend a lot of my time making fun of people, too. You know, I mean, that's sort of what we do on this show. Like if that person was in the room, I'd probably be a little nicer. But a lot of times we, you know, Khloe Kardashian is really catching the S end of the stick on this show. Oh, what does that mean? I'm pretty. I am. Believe me. Anyway, Ellen is not that nice, it turns out.
Yeah.
And people are mad about it.
I also read that she stopped dancing, and I went, oh, look at that.
Now the show totally sucks.
I guess.
I had had enough of the dancing, frankly. It's like, how many minutes of this show can we eat with you doing your smooth moves, XLX? Tiger Woods has kids. You may have... heard. He used to have a wife and some stuff went down. I mean, I don't really need to go into the whole story, do I? Do we still have our whore board around anywhere? Every day someone new is coming out of the woodwork. Tiger Woods has an 11-year-old son named Charlie and he loves golf.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah.
That's great.
Last weekend, Charlie participated in a U.S. kids golf sanctioned event at a place called Hammock Creek Golf Course in Palm City, Florida. He dominated, surprise. By the way, his dad was his caddy, so that wasn't distracting for anyone. According to Yahoo Sports and the U.S. Kids Golf website, Charlie shot a 3-under-33 across nine holes in the boys' 11-year-old division. He finished with no bogeys and three birdies. Tiger was there to witness the son's big victory, helped carry his clubs through the course. And then they go on to talk about Tiger's past because you can't just like give the kid his. It's got to be, by the way, this kid's dad, whoa.
Oh, did they go into his dad's accomplishments or did they go into his... Oh, the horror stuff.
No, right. This is the kid with the girl that smashed the thing with the club and he went off to do his whores and it's that. The rest of the story is that.
That's too bad. You know,
I would like to stop at he's got a kid who plays golf.
Well, Tiger also was a young phenom, and I believe he was featured. I can't be sure if it was the show That's Incredible or one of those types of shows in the 70s or late or early. I don't know the time frame.
Yeah.
It would have been when Tiger was like three and he could already golf, and his dad Earl had him making the rounds because he was already a phenom. And
yeah, it was one of the, like, Real People or That's Incredible.
Yeah,
He was definitely, yeah. So, well, this kid's 11, so maybe he was a phenom and Tiger went, well, we don't have to exploit
thinking is that his dad probably made a decision not to have him make this, you know, circuit.
Right.
Television shows.
I only have a minute left, so I'm going to end with this one. I love Tesla cars. I would love to have a Tesla Powerwall. Tesla, Tesla, Tesla. Do I want a horn that when I honk it sounds like a goat? Not really. I mean, it's just a regular horn. I'll take that. But goat honks is what's coming if you're a Tesla. It's probably an option. Oh. I'm sure you don't have to select it. But what is a goat? They're like... Oh, there it is. Yeah. So that's what it's going to sound like if you honk your...
What's the upcharge on the goat horn?
I think it's just part of whatever. You know how they... Apparently, these cars update themselves overnight. They get
mailed, right.
You know, emailed updates or something. Is that... You would know, Bryn.
Yeah, there's it connects like to your Wi-Fi and it takes the updates, whether it's like, you know, the road conditions or a new pothole or something like that where it needs to avoid if you're in the... assisted driving, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
What's it called again?
It's
autopilot.
Autopilot assisted driving. So goat honks though, would you opt in for the goat honk horn? I think people would be
maybe,
just too.
My dad loves to play with the stupid stuff. Like the car dances kind of like, you know how it can go up and down with the air hydraulics or whatever.
Okay.
Suspension airs, and then the mirrors fold, and then the wings, the gold wings open up and close. And then the music goes on. There's an app for it, and you can start making it dance.
Oh God,
it's so stupid.
And he walks around with an ass eating grin on his face.
He's like, "Hey, you
want to
see
my
car dance?" And then like flashes the lights, and the doors open and close, and it's just like,
and now we can do a goat honk.
Pointless. But what it's great for is, you know, going to LA or whatever without having to really focus, because that's a straight drive.
Yeah, sure. Get on the 5 and close your eyes. I mean, don't do that. Don't close your eyes. Yeah.
Don't do that. Right. You could.
But do that? Is that what you're saying? Don't.
I'm not saying
it's super easy. I mean, especially when it's not too many turns. It just kind of does it for you.
Just.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Carr. Thanks for doing it for me. Anyway, Elon Musk is promising a Tesla update that has a goat honk.
Expected an upcharge. When I was looking at those, it's you get white, and if you want any color, it's an extra $1,000. It doesn't matter what color, any color is $1,000 extra.
Wow.
Okay. No thanks.
White,
I guess I'll go
great.
White. Sure. I mean, oof. Anyway,
customize the crap out of those cars. So you end up, you know, there's a ding for every little thing. You want these seats or you want that seat? Do you want this or that?
That's what I'm saying. I'd go white because what I really need is the distance. I need to go long. Yeah.
Just give me whatever
so you need
comes
the big
with.
Battery, then that's going to be an extra like 10 grand.
Yeah. That's why I go white.
You're screwed.
Halloween tree season is upon us, everyone, and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.